The violinist Midori Zeiler and the fortepianist Jos von Immerseel playing Violin Sonata by Mozart, the one in F major, Köchel 377. And tomorrow on Radio 3 you can hear another close neighbour of that piece, the one in G, Köchel 379. This time a modern piano will take to the stage at Cadogan Hall in London, along with the violin belonging to Wilde Frang. The pianist will be Michael Liefitz. And as well as the Mozart, you can hear them playing the sonata by Ravel and music by Lutosławski, one of his partitas. That's launching this year's Proms Chamber Music Recital series, and it's all live here on Radio 3 tomorrow lunchtime at 1 o'clock. And, by the way, you'll be able to see that performance once it's been given. It'll appear on the Proms website, where you can also see what's so far been filmed or televised of the BBC Proms at the Royal Albert Hall. The first night, for example, and also parts of last night's prom, which played to a full two-capacity audience, the Doctor Who prom, all manner of surprise and guest appearances. bbc.co.uk/proms for video, online, and much, much more besides. Well, guests tomorrow night at the Proms will be the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra and a string quartet, the Arditti Quartet. String quartet and orchestra combining to give the UK premiere of a new piece by Helmut Lechenmann, Musik Konkret, never before heard at the Proms. And after that, one of Mahler's most popular symphonies, his Fifth Symphony, composed in the very first years of the 20th century with that famous Adagietto by his love letter to his wife Alma. We're live at the Royal Albert Hall tomorrow at 7:30. Hope you can join us. Time now on Radio 3, though, for World Roots with Lucy Duran.
Hello, tonight we're at Cadogan Hall in London for a night devoted to Korean traditional music. It's all part of a week-long festival of visiting Korean artists. And tonight, the highlight is Pansori, traditional Korean musical drama performed by the acclaimed singer An Suk-sun. We'll also hear a piece from the so-called Important Intangible Cultural Heritage No. 23, as designated by the Korean government, a virtuoso pansori song accompanied on the kayagum, the Korean 12-string zither. I'll be talking to An Suk-sun later on, but now I'm joined for the evening by the traditional Korean flautist and music researcher, Hyerim Kim. Hyerim, give us an idea of what we're going to be hearing tonight.
Well, Korean music has a very long history, dating back 5,000 years, when shamanistic song and dance were part of the Asian society. And a royal court music developed in the 14th century during the Joseon dynasty. Actually, at the time, different kinds of music were played depending on what kind of places and people were performing. Along with the court music, there was another kind of music performed among common people.
And is that what we're going to be hearing tonight?
Yes. This music is for folk people, common people. Tonight we'll hear folk music of Korea, more specifically pansori.
And so pansori is a folk music, but it's sometimes described as opera. It's not opera?
It's all done by one singer, even though it's accompanied by one drummer, but it's very simple form of singing. So it can't be said pansori is an opera.
But it is a kind of a musical drama. A story is told.
Pansori tells a lot of interesting stories from old Korea. The epic storytelling, the pansori, has a wide spectrum of tone colors, including harsh sounds and variety of ornaments to express that kind of dynamics of a Korean history.
How unusual is it to hear pansori performed outside Korea?
An Suk-sun the Pansori singer we're going to hear tonight. She's the most acclaimed singer in Korea. It is even hard to see her in Korea.
Really?
Yes.
So we're in for a very, very special treat.
Yes, of course.
So first of all, we're going to be hearing something on an instrument called the komungo.
Yes. The komungo is a zither on which six silk strings are stretched over a soundboard made of wood. And the second, third, and fourth strings are on 16 frets, while the rest of strings are supported by movable bridges. And most significant thing about this instrument is that the strings are struck by a pencil-like stick. This motion gives a very sharp percussive attack to each note.
So here, from Cadogan Hall in London, this is Choi Young-hun on the komungo, the zither, playing a sanjo, or a solo improvisation.
Thank you.
That was a solo improvisation by Choe Young-hoon on the komungo, the Korean fretted zither. And she was accompanied on the chango, the double-headed drum, by Choe Young-soo. And that solo improvisational style is known as sanjo. So I'm told by our musical expert, the researcher and flautist, Hyerim Kim, who's here with me this evening to explain about Korean music. I'm very grateful to you, Hyerim, for joining us. The next piece of music that we're going to be hearing has a rather grand title of Important Intangible Cultural Heritage Number 23. I think that's what I like most about it, that it's number 23. So does that mean that there are lots of important intangible cultural heritages in Korea?
Yes. So far, 119 have been designated by the Korean government. Since the scheme began in 1962, this and a similar scheme in Japan was influential in UNESCO setting up their list of intangible cultural heritage.
So it predates UNESCO. UNESCO took the idea from Korea.
Yes, it was modeled based on this kind of a perturbation system.
What is it that makes a piece of music or a genre qualify to become designated as intangible cultural heritage?
First of all, I think the aesthetic value of the old heritage has been really important. And secondly, many of them has been in danger, so it's kind of extinct. So government noticed that it has to be preserved by law.
So these 119 pieces are actually enforced by law to be preserved.
So it's got some extra support, financial support from the government. It encourages young generations of a musician to keep this valuable heritage.
I mean, you yourself, for instance, Hyerim, you're a flautist. Have you benefited from this scheme of intangible cultural heritage in Korea?
Of course. Due to this kind of a preservation system, we've got more chances to perform these artistic forms, and we can more easily access the archived forms of this disappearing music.
And now, with this scheme, are these forms of music, are these 119 forms, are they actually doing well? Are they flourishing?
This is kind of a dilemma because of this kind of preservation system tried to keep intact instead of encouraging more creative ideas out of the tradition. So it is hard to create something new out of it. So it's kind of a contradictory facts.
Well, then what we're next going to hear is something which is called Kayagum Pyeongchang.
Yes. Kayagum is the instrument and Pyeongchang is the form of a musical genre. Kayagum is a 12-string zither. It's played with the fingers and it's considered a less aggressive sound than the komungo.
The instrument that we just heard.
Yes.
And so when you say it's played with the fingers, that means it doesn't have that percussive sound of the komungo?
No, we deliberately use the bare fingers because it creates more warmer and intimate sounds than the percussive fretted zither, the komungo.
And am I right in thinking that the kayagum is Korea's best-known instrument?
Yes, that's true. If you learn the notation of a kayagum, you can read most of the other notation for the other instruments. So it's a kind of a basic learning process for all of the traditional music learner.
And we are now going to hear the great singer An Suk-sun performing the kayagum. Is she going to sing as well?
Yes, this is all about kayagum Pyeongchang. This is a form of presented by one singer who is playing the kayagum at the same time.
Kutteyo, 도련님과 춘향이 사랑가로 한번 놀아보는디 사랑 사랑 내 사랑이야 오 둥둥 네가 내 사랑이야 이리 보아도 내 사랑 저리 보아도 내 사랑 우리 둘이 사랑 타가 생사가 아니디요 한번 아채야 죽거리면 너의 혼은 우찌되고 나의 녹은 답이 되어 내 삼원 춘풍 시절 잊고 송이를 내가 날개를 쭉 벌리고 눈물을 춤추거든 네가 달인 줄을 알려누나
아니 여보 도련님 불길하게 죽는단 말씀은 왜 허시오? 그러면 정담을 허랴?
정자 노래를 들어라 정자 노래를 들어라 너와 나와 우정 허니 어찌 아니다 정하리 정담 장강소 송언이 강수의 원남정 송남불승정 함남태수인구정 삼태육병원객관조정 소지언정우원정 Oh.
That was Kaegum Pyeongchang, a traditional Korean form of music where one performer both sings and plays the kaegum, the 12-string zither. And that was An Suk Sun, who is one of Korea's most celebrated musicians. She was accompanied by two other kaegum players, Kang Ung-kyung and Jim Chi-hyun, and accompanied on the chango by Cho Young-soo. Hyerim, what was she singing about there?
This Kaegum Pyeongchang tune is called Honamga, which describes the scenic views of the landscapes in Jeolla province. This province has very rich folk singing tradition.
And where is Jeolla province?
Southwestern area of the Korean peninsula.
And beautiful landscape?
Yes, of course. There are a lot of mountains and beautiful rivers. You should go there and check it out.
You're listening to World Roots here on BBC Radio 3 with an evening of traditional Korean music at Cadogan Hall in London. And now my musical guide, Hyerim Kim, and I are going to head off backstage to find the singer that we just heard, An Suk Sun. Well, I'm very honoured to have been allowed into the dressing room of the great singer An Suk Sun. I'm here with her now, and she looks magnificent. I would like to ask you, first of all, if you could explain to me about pansori.
네, 판소리는 우리 사람들이 살아가면서
판소리 is done by the one singer and one drummer, which describes so many different kind of lives of normal people suffering, sometimes a delightful moment and sometimes like hatred feelings. This is really tricky to be done by one person.
How old a tradition is pansori? Does it date back many centuries?
판소리가 문헌으로 나타난 것은 한 300년.
The first documents on pansori date back 300 years. But we also thinking that even though there is no historical documents, it can be the date back before even further. The first initial form of a pansori would have been simple, but later on, some very talented writer, the singer, adds on the different kind of aspect of the music and the texts to the original form of a pansori, and it gets more sophisticated and longer.
How much are you, An Suk Sun, able to improvise or to change pansori? Does it have to stay always as a fixed piece, or can you bring new things to it?
저는 아직 그런 경지에 오르질 않아서.
She just humbly said, I'm not enough to put as her own interpretation, so she better keeps to the original form of a pansori that she learned from her teachers and ancestors. So she's hoping to put her own interpretation when she gets older and more experienced.
But I've heard you described as the guardian of intangible cultural heritage. Is this true?
She rather thinks that she also learned the life from the pansori. She's also learning the life of sorrow and happiness and loving, those kind of all aspects of lives he also learned from pansori. And as a person who benefited from pansori, she's trying to teach this kind of thoughts she learned from the pansori, teach other younger generation.
Tell us about Hungboka. What is it about?
네, 흥보가는 이제 우리 현존하는
흥보가 is one of the representative of pansori, which is about the story of two brothers. One brother is very evil, one brother is very nice. This kind of a contradictory character describes that, which is described very funny way, but it gives a really good idea of the way we have to live. So the people who is doing well, being nice is always a benefit at the end. So this kind of a message that Humboga tried to give us.
So it's a moralizing tale.
Yes, it's about the morals, the social morals that the contemporary people has to learn from the pansori.
And just one more question. I've heard that pansori singers, they train their voices next to a waterfall. Is this true? And if so, why?
제 폭포 소리는 워낙에 시끄럽잖아요. 너무 시끄럽고 폭포 소리에 묻혀서.
Yes, that is true. There's the two main reasons for that. Firstly, the sound of a waterfall is very loud. So to train your voice, you have to defeat the sound of a waterfall. It helps you train your voice. And secondly, you can learn from the nature by doing so, because you're surrounded by mountains and waters, which gives us kind of pure energy of yourself. And then you can just express yourself with the pure sound of a voice, and that the nature can give you some more understanding on the pansori and yourself.
박쥐를 입에 물고 커중어 둥실로 빗던났던 문발성 내달라 칠패팔패 배달이 지내 애국애를 얼른도 못 도착강강 승방을 지내요 난 태령 고개 넘어 지옆에 끼고 컬중 둥둥 높이 떠흥부지불 당도 안으로 펄펄 날아들어 들보구 위에 올라간 저 집이 말로 웃나 지지지지 주지주지 우지연지 우지배우 딱지갑지 줄지 은지 은지 떡지 수지차로 지표지 내 집에오 박씨를 뚝 떨어뜨려 놓으니 흥보 마누라가 박씨를 주워들고 아이고 여보 영감 제비가 연실을 물어왔소 그게 연실이 아니라 박씨로세 흥보 동편 채마 담장 밑에다가 구덩이를 깊게 파고 박씨를 심었더니 그 박이 일취월장 자라나서 박 세 통이 열렸겄다 때는 마침 8월 추석이라 다른 집에서는 음식을 장만한다 옷을 해입힌다 야 난이 났는디 흥보집은 아무것도 먹을 것이 없어 흥보 마누라가 앉아 우는 것이 가난타령이 되었겄다 가난이야 가난이야 원순녀를 가나야 복이라 하는 것은 의 한눈 잘 타는 고 북두칠성님이 복마련을 하셨는가 왕님이 집자리에 떨어질 적은 명방석을 준비하네 옷여드 팔자로다 어떤 사람 팔자 좋아 고대 왕실 높은 직업 부귀 영하로 잘 살는디 인연의 신세는 너희 하여 이 지경이 된지리냐 아이고 아이고 내 신세야 흥보가 들어오며 아 여보시오 마누라 아 그렇게 운다고 밥이 나오고 옷이 나오고 우리는 저 박이나 따다가 박속일랑 끓여먹고 박아지는 부잣집에 팔아다가 어린 자식들을 구하놉시다 그럽시다 흥보가 박을 한통 들여놓고 한번 타보는디 시리리롱 실건 당거주소 에이어루 당거여라 톱질이야 타거들랑은 내가 맞자고 그 흔들을 배가 고파서 못 먹었소. 배가 좀 고프거들라컨 치마끈을 졸라르 흘면서 에이어르당그라 톱질이야 북찰치네. 닭이 촥 벌어져서 흥보가 그 안을 들여다보니 박속이 휑 비고 왼쾌 두 짝만 쑥 붉어지거나 흥보가 기가 막혀 아여 복 없는 놈은 계란에도 유골이라더니 어느 무지한 도둑놈이 박속은 다 긁어다 먹고 남의 조상께만 훔쳐다 넣어놨구나 이거 갖다 내다 버리소 흥보 마누라가 아이고 영감 괴짝 뚜껑에 뭐라고 글씨가 씌어있어 흥보가 가만히 살펴보니 박흥보씨 개탁이라 섞었다 나보고 열어보라는 말이로구만 흥보가 한 개를 슬그머니 열고 보니 쌀이 하나 소보 또 한 개를 열고 보니 돈이 하나 그득 들어있는디 아이 돈과 쌀은 평생을 꺼내 먹고 써도 줄지 않는다 쓰였거든 흥보가 어떻게 좋든지 아이고 여보시오 마누라 이것이 꿈이요 생시요 무엇이요
생시요
흥보 대여가 회 두 짝을 한번 떨어비어 보난 뒤 장단을 이렇게 휘머리로 말아놓고 한번 떨어비어 먹었다 흥보가 좋아라고 흥보가 좋아라고 그 두 짝을 떨어 벗고 나면 돌아서 퍽퍽퍽 돌아섰다 돌아보면 돌아와나 갔다 보고 돌아섰다 돌아보면 돈도 돌아가나 갔다 돈도 돌아가나 부르고 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 돈도 돌아보면 돌아와나 갔다 보고 돌아섰다 돌아보면 돈도 돌아가나 갔다 돈도 돌아가나 돌아섰다 돌아보면 돈과 쌀이 돌아가 아이고 부어놨든지 돈이 1만 9만 냥이오 쌀이 1만 9만 석이었다 흥보가 어떻게 좋든지 여보시오 마누라 우리 저 두채통 들여놓고 한번 타봅시다 그냥 두채통을 들여놓고 시루렁 쓱싹 툭타 탁 쪼개놓고 보니 이 박통석에서는 왠가 비단이 모두 나달아와서 흥보네 식구들이 모두 호사를 많이 흩년 후에 여보 영감 또 무엇이 드러나는지 한번 타봅시다 재밌네 응? 또 한 통을 들여놓고 시리롱 시리롱 이박통세는 온갖 그냥 목수들이 나와가지고 흥보네 집을 대벌같이 고루 거각을 지어놨겠다. 흥보가 어떻게 좋던지 밥도 나오고 옷도 나오고 집도 나오고 다 해결이 돼버렸네 의식주가. 그래서 이제는 돈 한 꾸미를 들고 놀던 것이었다. 얼씨구 나이트지구야 돈 봐라 돈 봐라 잘난 사람도 못난 돈 못난 사람도 찰난 돈 맹산물로 으술래 바퀴채로 동굴동굴 내긴 돈 생살 집을 거진 돈 두기고 빼우기 붙은 돈 도나 아나 도나 어디 갔다 이제 오르냐 어르시구나 돈 봐라 여보가라 큰 자식아 건더은만 건더가 선두고 백궁이 뭘 오셔오너라 경사를 보아도 우리 형제 보자 월시고 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 여보시오 여러분들 나의 한 말 들어보소 부자라고 자세를 막으고 하늘다오 하늘 마소 엊그저께까지 박흥보가 운전 걸식을 쌓더니 오늘날 부자가 되었은지 능명사가 은혜가 있느냐 신부절시에 불쌍하고 가련한 사람들 박흥보를 찾아오소 나도 오늘날부터 기미를 줄란다 얼씨구나 얼씨구 좋구나 지와도 좋은데 얼씨구나 첫째구야
That was celebrated Korean singer An Suk-sun performing the pansori Hungboga, accompanied on the soribuk, the two-headed barrel drum by Cho Yung-soo. Hyerim, it's really exciting music. It's really intense drama, but there are only two people on stage.
That's right. The impact is so strong. The form is very simplistic, very minimal, but the impact... It creates an incredibly intimate atmosphere between the performer and the audience.
And how do you think that happens? Why is that so?
Because this performance is done only one singer, so people can fully focus on the singers. There's no props, no stage, only one singer and one drummer. This kind of minimalistic ideas of the performance makes people focused.
And is it... very popular in Korea?
Yes, there is a very famous festival called the Jeonju International Sori Festival. It takes place in October every year. Along with that, people try to compose new pansori with their own languages, which describe a modern life. This is a totally independent from the old stories, and they are using easier languages that modern people can easily understand.
So in that way, they're making pansori absolutely relevant to the modern, to the contemporary world.
Of course, even more interesting thing about the pansori, there are some people try to make it sung in English, so even more approachable to foreign people.
What does that sound like?
At the beginning, I thought it's a quite ridiculous idea, but once I heard the English pansori, it sounds amazing. It gives a very intimate impact on the English-speaking people.
What a wonderful idea. I mean, if you can do Italian opera in English, why not pansori in English?
Exactly.
Herein, we're going to end the concert tonight here at Cadogan Hall, the concert featuring Korean music, Korean traditional music, with what is widely considered to be the unofficial Korean national anthem.
Yes, it is called Arirang. The Arirang is basically a song of love. Essentially a simple song. It consists of the refrain Arirang, Arirang, Arario, and the two simple lines. That's it. But everyone can create new lyrics out of that, adding their own feeling and emotion. Isn't getting bigger and bigger? So now every region in Korean peninsula has their own version of Arirang.
Wonderful. Well, let's end now with the piece Arirang, Korea's unofficial national anthem. And here, taking the stage to perform Arirang with her musicians, is the great singer making a rare appearance in London, An Suk Sun.
Thank you.
이렇게 보세요.
The acclaimed Korean singer An Suk-sun performing the folk song Arirang at Cadogan Hall in London, recorded especially for World Roots last month. World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Peter Meanwell. And next week, Lucy will have the Cuban song band Sierra Maestra in session, and she'll be joined by the writers John L. Waters and Ara Hida for a roundup of new music from around the world.
At the BBC Proms and live on BBC Radio 3, Viva Verdi. The second in a pair of concerts from Sir Antonio Pappano and the orchestra of the Rome Academy of Santa Cecilia includes the four sacred pieces and from the Requiem, the dramatic Liberame. Saturday night at the BBC Proms from 7:30.
And this is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high-definition sound online. It's now 11 o'clock, time for Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Kevin Legendre.
Hello, welcome to Jazz Lineup as part of our regular series of concerts from King's Place in London. Tonight we are hugely excited to present Trish Clues, the saxophonist and composer who in the space of just a few years has established herself as a dynamic new presence on the UK scene. She is the current BBC Radio 3 New Generation Jazz Artist and has lived up to that prestigious title by recently making an ambitious orchestral album, and in the nighttime she is there. Tonight Trish leads her quintet, and it's a five-star lineup to say the least. Callum Gourlay is on double bass, James Madron on drums, Chris Montague on guitar, and Gwilym Simcock on piano. They'll play two sets, and I'll also be talking to Trish a little later on. So let's go straight to the music. To perform Atlas, please welcome the Trish Clues Quintet.
Mm-hmm.